You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. In the hands of local politicians and journalists, the debate over admission to New York City's specialized high schools has been reduced to shorthand. On the one side, there's a coalition that supports expanding opportunity and equity. On the other hand, the Asian American community opposes any changes to the process or the test, called the SHSAT. But many Asian American New Yorkers say they're tired of being portrayed as a monolithic group with only one perspective. WNYC's Jessica Gould reports.
Outside a forum in Queens, supporters are chanting, "Keep the test." Inside, the message is mostly the same. For 3 hours, alumni, parents, even elementary school students testify. They are almost all Asian and almost all for the test. But there was also another concern people raised.
As you can see, that the mayor and the chancellor education policy on SHSAT caused racial division, pitting minority group against one another.
That's Linda Lam. She grew up in Hong Kong. She sent her daughter to Stuyvesant, and she's a former co-president of the Parent Association. As she speaks, many in the audience nod their heads and tap the floor.
Many Asian parents feel the city and the environment is very hostile to their family. They feel that they are totally disenfranchised, being discriminated against, and they feel that this is like living the Chinese exclusion of 1882 again.
It may be hard to see how eliminating a standardized test is reminiscent of a 19th century immigration ban, especially since 74% of the students at Stuyvesant identify as Asian. But that law comes up several times. Lam and others say they're angry the mayor excluded them when crafting his plan, and they're worried about how changes to the specialized schools will affect their children. They say the test has been a way to succeed on merit, to overcome structural obstacles and racism. Then Alana Muhammad takes the mic.
Alana, can you get closer to the mic?
I don't know how desegregation became such a shorthand for anti-Asian in a lot of these conversations we're having.
She's a recent Brooklyn Tech alumna. She's wearing her school sweatshirt. Her parents are Indian from Guyana. She's a little nervous. She stands apart from many of the others because she opposes the test. She cites research on test bias and the challenge facing students learning English.
The groups I see advocating from this perspective do not take into consideration the circumstances of Indo-Caribbean Asians like myself and the vast diversity of Asian students in New York.
The fight over the SHSAT is often framed as a struggle between reformers who want to boost integration and predominantly Asian families who want to preserve the status quo. But the Asian community is no monolith, and it spans both sides of the debate. Vanessa Leung is with the Coalition for Asian American Children and Families. Her group is party to a lawsuit against the test that dates back to 2012.
When we talk about Asian Americans here in New York City, we're talking about like many ethnic groups, various immigration experiences from, you know, recent immigrant refugee experiences to second, third generation Asian Americans. And even within, you know, particular countries, the ethnic groups within those countries.
She talks about new refugees from Tibet and Nepal who have never heard of the test, families who can't afford prep classes, not to mention the 6,000 Asian students who took the test and didn't get into any specialized school.
We're talking about a really diverse community that also has a diverse perspective on the test.
Even those who disagree on the test, they agree that the debate itself is often misrepresented by the media. Chris Kwok is with the Chinese American Citizens Alliance of Greater New York. His alliance also sued the city. They wanted to stop the first phase of the mayor's plan from going forward.
I think the worst thing is when reading the newspaper to say opponents of integration. Because although we oppose getting rid of the test, we care tremendously about diversity.
He says his group wants to keep the test and improve the school system, add gifted and talented programs, build more high-quality high schools. He says too often politicians ignore or distort his community's perspectives, maybe because most of them still view the fight for civil rights as a binary struggle between blacks and whites.
Our dominant race narratives are about the African-American freedom struggle, rightly so. But Asian Americans have been here a long time. They've experienced their own struggles, discrimination, And they are part of the American narrative as well.
And for him, leaders' ability to integrate all those narratives, that's also being tested. Jessica Gould, WNYC News.